Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones.
Hello. In today's episode, I am going to talk about how important it is to wake up your body temple to be a master builder. Today is the 11/11 portal on November 11th, 2022. It is a powerful day. This morning, I inaugurated the day with my very first cold swim in the sea, as a declaration to wake up my body temple, as a declaration to wake up the portals in all parts of my body with the cold water and with Mother Gaia's beautiful sea, salt water. It was incredible. And it reinforced how important it is for me to be taking care of my health, my body, and how integral that is to being a creator for the new earth, being a creator of architecture, of the future architecture, and how important it is to wake up our portals in our body to be able to communicate with the subtle realms and to be able to communicate with the spirit of the land and listen to the spirit of the land. The sensation I have right now is an expanded sense, an ability to measure and experience and sense a wider zone or area, a field of energy around me. And it is also a very grounding feeling. I feel totally in my body. Not anywhere else, not in the past, not in the future. I feel like I'm very much in the moment and so in my joy to be on this earth, to have descended on earth in my body, to act out, to manifest, to carry out my mission, and to build spirit and form, which is always a theme that runs through my podcast episodes, how to build spirit and form. Let me just take a sip of my warm tea. I'm making sure that I'm warming my body after this cold swim. Although I don't really feel like it's that necessary, as what happens is a fire becomes ignited after waking up your body with the cold water. And so the topic of today, waking up your body temple, activating your body temple to be a master builder. Let's talk about 11/11, the numbers of today's day. Special day, a portal. Many cultures, many spiritual communities consider this day to be an important day, as it brings in alignment certain configurations of numbers that produce a harmony that unlocks a direct passageway to source, unlocks a direct passageway to the cosmos, unlocks a direct passageway to the blueprints that we can receive to help pave our way forward, whether it's information about our collective, the human consciousness, or personal information, information that will serve your personal growth. You have the ability to access this information. And there are certain steps to get there to ensure that you're not just connecting, you know, randomly, but to engage in practices like I just did to wake up your body, do breath work, meditate, practice gratitude to nature, to all the guides who are supporting you, human, non-human, animal, plant, mineral, and to engage in this this being of a being in reverence, a way of being in reverence with the world. And that helps to create the container to begin to connect to your spirit guides, perhaps your council of light, Gaia, the nature spirits, to receive information about how to build a project, right? It could be a garden project. It could be a house project. It could be a community project. And on this special day, ancient cultures that really had the technology, the cosmic technology, the spiritual wisdom, knew about these days. And they would utilize these days to do just that. And I'm thinking of ancient Egypt, and I'm thinking tuning into the god Ptah. He's number 20 of the ancient, the Anubis Oracle deck that I often refer to. I don't have it here. I'm actually in my tiny house, which is under construction. What a perfect, you know, synchronicity. This month is very much the builder's month for me. And all I want to be doing is building, working with my hands, working with wood, working with the woodworkers. Right now we've got our metal guards being installed and I'm just in absolute joy with listening to the sound of things being built. And it again further reinforces the importance of us being out, working with material, creating things in form, instead of spending hours and hours in front of the computer and being pulled into a virtual realm through the three dimension, through computer programs, rather than building models. For you architects, you know what I'm talking about. Especially if you're around the same age as me, that, you know, back in the day, we used to build models, right? We used to work with our hands. We knew how to work in a wood shop. At least I was taught that in my schools, even back in junior high, I was taught how to work with metal and wood. This is a theme I've spoken about before. We're in a world right now where we are increasingly being pulled away from working with our hands. Now, of course, we're typing on a laptop with our hands or fingertips, but we're not using our full bodies anymore. In fact, what's happening is that our head and body are being severed from each other. And that's concerning. Are computers helpful? Yes, absolutely. So getting back, I don't want to go too much into a divertimento, but it reinforces so much. Why is this helpful? Why do we want to work more with our hands? Why do we want to be out in nature more? Why do we want to be engaged in the act of building? And, you know, of course, it's your choice, but as someone who has gone through what it's like to be working hours upon hours in a stressful environment in a consulting firm, several firms for that matter. I started to be disconnected from my body, and I was sick, becoming very sick. I've mentioned this before in previous episodes. And you know, it's all becoming more and more clear that there's a deliberate force that's trying to break us away or pull us away from the magic of our bodies, the power of our bodies. And the more we stand against, or maybe against isn't the right word, energetics behind that word, but the more we choose to keep our body healthy, the more we choose to feed ourselves with healthy foods, the more we choose to wake up our body and to work with our hands and to learn how to build things ourselves, the more we empower ourselves. And there are forces in this world that don't want us to empower ourselves. And, you know, I'm realizing, okay, it is not possible to work in the conventional architecture practice with and be totally healthy at the same time. Write me a comment, send me an email if you don't agree. I know that there are some offices that are practicing some, you know, healthier ways of designing and healthier ways of working in group. And I really commend those offices. But in general, the amount of time now it takes me to do my spiritual work, my meditation, my juicing in the morning, my cleansing in the morning, wanting to, you know, now I'm going to start doing these cold swims. You know, the amount of time it takes during, let's say, a chunk in the morning, and then prepping in the evening for the next day, it takes time. And especially if you're a mom and taking care of your children, your family, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot. And I'm thinking about the days when I would be working, you know, 8-9 hours at the office, and you start to step into this way of living where you're starting to eat fast food. Now, I wasn't going out and eating burgers every day, but you know, like, okay, a muffin here. And I'm actually allergic to, I guess I could say allergic, but you know, I'm very sensitive to wheat, and dairy actually for that matter. And it's taken me a while to get to a rhythm where I'm eating the foods that really feel good for me, that really nourish me. So, okay, lots here. I mean, I'm just looking at, I'm reflecting back on that. And it's like, I was always on the go. I'm always on the go. And when you're on the go and you barely have time to have the lunch, you know, client meeting after client meeting, consultant meeting after consultant meeting. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm pretty full and busy these days as well, but now since I have chosen to prioritize creating architecture in a healthy way, sustainable architecture, healthy architecture, architecture that has spirit, that has life force, the creative life force moving through it. You can't continue. It just doesn't work continuing to work in the old paradigm way if you want to build the new architecture. It means you have to take care of your body. It just, there's no other way. Now, how you take care of your body is your choice. And there are so many different avenues. You know, I'm not saying you do what I do or what other people do. You find your own way. There's now a gazillion pathways. So I want to go a bit deeper into our body temple. Our body temple is the most incredibly sophisticated technology. Our body temple has codes written within it from head to toe. Our body temple is an example of the golden proportions, of divine proportions. Our body temple is a mirror, or rather, temples of this earth are mirrors of the human form. The human form is an absolute mystery. And there are many wise mystics and spiritual researchers who could go far, far deeper than I can. But I want you to tune into the energetics of how, when I'm saying this to you, that our body temple is a very sophisticated apparatus, a very sophisticated piece of cosmic technology. And we are an absolute union between the earth and the sky. And we are bridges between the earth and the sky. And we have the power to open portals. We have the power to bring harmony to the land. We have the power to bring harmony to this earth by cooperating, collaborating, communing with spirit, with the cosmos, with nature spirits, with all the beings of this planet, and with other people, right? With other human beings. So important. Now, if your body temple is unhealthy, and I'm not saying we have to be perfect, right? Illnesses and imperfections, right? In our body system can be also great gifts, right? They can show us ways in which we can improve our life, right? But if we are walking around with blocks in various parts of our bodies, if we're constantly getting sick, if our immune system is low, we are not going to become the instrument for the architecture that wants to breathe through us, move through us, so that we can birth it for the new earth and for the next seven generations. So I've talked about how it's your responsibility to build, to work and collaborate with spirit, to build responsible, compassionate, loving architecture, right? For all kinds of functions. And it's your, therefore, then it's your responsibility then to take care of your body temple in order to do this. I've been on a very long path to self-healing physically, my body. And I've taken it up to the next level this year by changing my water, changing how I eat, and really tuning into the foods that really nourish me, and doing exercise, yoga, and now these cold swims that I'm so excited about. So tune into that. Your body temple being an instrument for the future architecture to be birthed through it. Your body temple as an instrument for the master builder in you, and as an instrument to awaken the master builder within you. I'm looping back to Ptah now. I opened the topic of Ptah, the god Ptah, and then I didn't explain. I went on a divertimento. Ptah has a plinth and a jed pillar that he leans against behind him. And the Jed, wow, there's a lot that comes through, power energy that comes through as I even say the word, the Jed pillar. And that is a freeway, highway, connector point, the spine, a great spine that connects us to the underworld with the upper world. And Ptah is an energy, a god that the builders and the artisans and the craftspeople used to connect to. And of course, the Pharaoh and his, you know, high architects would connect with and ask for visions for temples to be birthed, for blueprints to be birthed. And it was a requirement for architects and high craftspeople and priests to be prepared, their body, soul, mind, to be prepared to connect with these gods and goddesses, to connect with Ptah, for example. He holds the vision of the golden age in his mind's eye. He is the one that holds the new earth in his heart and holds that potential for us. Now, we have Ptah and all the energies of the Neteru, the ancient Egyptian gods and goddesses, within us. They are representations of aspects of humanity. We're not below them. We're not below the spirits. We are, perhaps we could say, on the same level. We are at different stages of evolution, cosmic evolution. But we have the power to be gods and creators. And now more than ever, the gods and goddesses of the Egyptian pantheon are here to help humanity to birth the new temples. And many, of course, other forces. These are names for these energies. Many different cultures have different names for them as well. What's important is that you tune, you connect with the energies that you feel good to connect with. And if you're not sure about who to connect with, if you know you don't really, or you're not really drawn to any particular cultures, gods or goddesses. And anyway, all that is, you know, basically old news anyway, right? We can all connect without needing to name the energy. But I do recommend you to connect with the elements, right? And you can do that on your daily walks outside. Connect with the wind, with air, connect with fire by lighting a fire or a candle, connect with water by going maybe for a cold swim in the sea, connect with earth by tuning into rocks. And those are good beginning steps. And steps that I mean, and ways of connecting that I still do. So it's the 1111 portal today, and I highly recommend that you take time to take care of your body temple, to listen to what blueprints want to stream through your body temple. Even if you feel like you're not in total healthy state, that's okay. Just by awakening the body temple within you and saying and asking it to come forth, asking that blueprint, that optimal blueprint of your inner being to step forward, to arise within you. And then tune into what sensations, what feelings you have when you do this, and then begin to connect with nature, first by giving her gratitude perhaps giving her a blessing, an offering, giving thanks, right? We're so accustomed now to, maybe accustomed is not the right word, but we see a lot of people in the spiritual circles who are wanting to always take something from spirit, like information. I want to manifest something, give me something. I want to make more money, or I want information, like whether it's astrological, I want. And there's nothing wrong with this, but we tend to forget to be giving back and to give our love and to hold ceremony and give a blessing and an offering. Say our gratitudes before going to sleep, thanking your spirit guides, thanking nature, thanking your body for all it does to help to keep you in balance. Or thanking your body for ringing the alarm bells when you're going off kilter. Isn't the body an amazing thing? It will tell you when you're not aligned with your soul. It will tell you when you're not aligned with your environment. It will tell you when you're not aligned with your life. It will tell you when you're in the wrong job. It will tell you when you're holding back. It will tell you when you are hiding. It will tell you when you are in a relationship full of lies. Your body will tell you. Wouldn't it be amazing if we lived in temples and spaces and sanctuaries that could inform us in this way as well? You know, there's this, when the body, because of the body temple, even if you're a very unhealthy person who's totally unaligned and is really not taking care of your body, even those bodies hold the golden proportions, right? Even those bodies hold the sacred harmonics. And that sacred harmonic within our body is the one that gives the signs, right? It's like telling you you're out of whack or you're aligned. You're out of whack or you're aligned. You're out of whack or you're aligned. So listen and honor and celebrate your body temple today on the 1111 portal. And listen to what blueprints want to stream through. I'm going to end this podcast episode with a very special transmission of light language. This is the first time I'm sharing this with you. I have in this past year recently started to speak what I call my home language. And I have some information, or light beings have some information that they want to pass to you right now. And so I'm going to take a moment to connect here in closing. Steep and listen to your body temple while you hear this information coming through. Anana mokoko itiwa. Hakakai si nikitita wakakai ni. Inana mokoko iti wakakai si kini kititaka. Anana mokoko iti wakakai si nikitita wa. Hakai ni kitita kakai ni namokoko iti wakakai si kiti. Anana mokoko iti wakakai si kini kitita waka. Hanamo koko iti wakakai si kinikiti takakai ti tawakakai ninano mokoko iti wa. Hananamo koko iti wakakai si kiti titi waka.
Hanana mo koko iti wakakai si ta wakakai ni namo koko iti wakakai ni nana mo koko iti wakakai si. Hanana mo koko iti wakakai tiki ti wakakai ni nana mo koko iti wa. Hanana mo koko iti wakakai si tititi wakakai ni nana mo koko iti wakaka. Hakakai si na kakai ni nana mo koko iti wakakai tiki ti nikiti ta wa. Anana mo koko iti wakakai si kiti ta wakakai ni nana wakakai ni nakakakai iti kiti wakaka. Hawakakai si. Inana wakakai ti ta wakakai ni namo koko. Hakai si ti ta wakakai ni kiti. Hanana mo koko iti woko iti ta wakai ni nana mo koko iti wakakai si ti kiti na kakai ti. Iti ta wakai ni namo koko iti wakakai si kiti kiti wakai ni namo koko iti wakakai ni kiti ti kiti ti 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 kiti ti kiti ti kiti ti kiti kiti ti ti kiti ti kiti ti kiti kiti ti kiti ti kiti kiti ti kiti 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 ti kiti kiti hakakai ti kiti 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 ti kiti 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 ti kiti 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 ti kiti 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 Hakakai ni namo koko iti kiti. Hatai si ti tawa kakai ni kiti, tawa kakai ni kiti, tatawa kai ti tawa kai ti tawa kakai ni kiti tawa. Hatatawa kai si ni kiti tai ti taha iti kiti. Mo koko iti wa. Ono mo koko iti si ti wakakai ni nana mo koko iti wakakai si. Ai iti tawa haka. Haka iti wa. Namo koko iti wa isi nanamo koko koko iti wa. Ai isi tawa haka kai. And I'll leave you with that transmission. Take care of your bodies. Wishing you a beautiful and aligned 11/11 portal today.
Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, güle güle.